thank you all for coming today. Lord bless you. I'm having a good Sunday. So far, so good. We got up. We come to church. Now we're going to hear some good word upstairs and good singing and some good fellowship. So let's, we're on Revelation 4, and we'll read this here. After this, I looked, and behold, the door was open in heaven. And we know what that is. That's the rapturing of the Gentile bride. Everybody got that?
Okay.
The Gentile bride, not the Jews. The Jews are still here. The Jews are going to have to get their redemption after we're gone, because God don't deal with both at the same time. He deals with one or the other. So he blinded the Jews. He's getting ready to reveal himself to them. But you and I have to get out of here. But then, before that, like I said last Sunday, this is all a spiritual walk for me and you after this, because we're captured up into the rapture, or taken up into the rapture, caught up. And then he says, come up hither and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. So in other words, it is important to us, the hereafter he's talking about, because what we're doing is now, he took John up into another dimension and he's showing him what's going on in another dimension, simply because the 24 elders are not alive at the time. They're over in another dimension waiting, okay, to come back to earth. See, so they'll come back to earth over here in Revelation 19, I believe, with us. But right now they're in another dimension, the sixth dimension, waiting. So John was caught up in another dimension so that he could get a revelation. Number one, he says immediately I was in the spirit. So he was in the spirit. So God, the spirit took him to a place. Right? And behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. So I don't think John was surprised when he got there and just saw one. Because he saw Jesus sitting on the throne. He knew who Jesus was. He knew him physically. He knew him, you know, personally. He knew who he was. So, yeah, Nyla? Okay. So, physically, he knew them. And what are you going to do? Practice?
No.
Oh, you just want to tell them
to?
Okay. All right. It's 9:45. You're taking up my time. Let's go. Behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. So, he wasn't surprised to see that one. And I don't think he was surprised to see Jesus sitting on the throne either, and it'd be one person. So there's one God sitting on the throne.
Right.
And he that sat on was all that characteristics of Revelation 1. See his garment down to the foot, girded about the pouch with a golden girdle. His head and his hair was white like wool, white as snow. His eyes were a flame of fire. His feet like a defined brass that burned in the furnace, and his voice the sound of many waters. That's what he met at the first. Now he's meeting that same person sitting on the throne, and he sat on him, looked like jasper and sardine stone, or that would be called sardius stone, not a sardine like we think a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like an emerald. So we know that that was the same person, the same characteristic. Brother Brown calls it the personage of Jesus Christ. All right, so there he was sitting there, and round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders clothed in white raiment. All right, and they had on their head crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God.
Right?
So you've got in type Paul, Irenaeus, Martin, Columba. It was the seven spirits that anointed these men. I don't believe it was the seven men sitting there. It didn't say men. It says seven spirits. Seven lamps before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. God is putting all that together. Okay? He's not separating the church age, and then here's Paul. No, there's the seven lamps and the seven spirits that were in each age. And we know it was what? It wasn't Paul's spirit, it was the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, right.
There was a Holy Spirit in every age. Seven spirits of God, not spirits of the devil or spirits of false doctrine. Everybody had truth in their church age. Everybody got that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now look. And before the throne, there was a sea of glass, like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne, and round about the throne, were four beasts, full of eyes before and behind. Now, what are the four beasts? Lion, ox or calf, man, and eagle. We've been through this and through this and through this, and here we are showing it right here that it's coming up again. And that's the characteristics of what? The Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost is in every one of those people. The Holy Ghost is there, but the Holy Ghost was also in John.
That's right.
John had the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He was standing there with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, looking at these four characteristics that were prevalent in each age. We know that. The lion, the ox, the man, and the eagle. We've been through that. We're now in the eagle age. The fourth beast was like a flying eagle, not a sitting eagle on a rock or a sitting eagle on a flying eagle, showing that he was already up there in the height looking around.
Yes.
Getting revelation.
Yes.
And we know that Brother Branham was typing that last person, but also we're eagles. Brother Branham called us eaglets. And then eaglets grow up to be eagles.
Right.
All right? So that's what you and I have to do. That's why there's a growth development in your new birth. You got to grow into a baby eagle fall out of the nest and kill itself.
Yeah. Right.
But a mama eagle, she doesn't matter how high she gets on the cliff.
Right.
She just zooms right down because she depends, Brother Brown says she depends on them two arms, or those two wings, which is the Old and New Testament, he said, flying. Right? And the four beasts had six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within. What eyes? Eyes of revelation. Seers, S-E-E-R-S, not S-E-E-R-S, not seers, but seer, right? So that's what the Holy Ghost is. You say, well, no, Brother Brandon was a seer. Prophet. The Holy Ghost is the seer, C-S-E-E-R, the prophet. Brother Brandon told us the prophet of the end time was the Holy Ghost, right? Mm-hmm. The four beasts had six wings, full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. The Holy Ghost never rests.
Right.
It can't. It's always giving you a revelation. If it's not giving you a revelation, it's helping you through your life. If he's not helping you through your life, he's helping you through your job. If he's not helping you through the job, he's your guardian angel when you're outside in the car driving. So he is not at rest.
Right.
They are flying.
Amen.
And they rest not day and night. Even at night, while you're asleep, the Holy Ghost is there, interceding for you. Right, and all the things that you go through. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, which was, which is, and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy. Why do they know he's worthy? Because he's the Lamb of God to take away the sin of the world. They realize he is the Savior of all of them. All right? Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created. That's why, listen, me and Brother Andrew were talking about this last night. Listen, God is a jealous God. He said he was. He said, I'll have no other gods before me, and every time you go and worship another god, I'm going to give you a plague. Because I've been reading in Chronicles and Kings, every time they got out of the will of God, God sent a plague. Josiah and some of the others were kings, there was rest in the land. The Philistines stayed where they was at. The Syrians stayed where they was at. You know why? Because God gave them rest. But as soon as some other person comes in and becomes king and does not that which is pleasing to God, God tells the Philistines, hey, that's the same way with me and you.
Yes.
We don't do the right thing. What happened, I go back to this in my life a lot of times, because the scene with Micaiah comes up and there's Ahab and Jehoshaphat. Ahab and Jehoshaphat. They come in and Jehoshaphat says, hey, he had a little discernment, because Ahab said, I got 400 prophets that do my will. And they said, go up, Israel, I see you taking over. And one of them made horns and all animated about it. And then Jehoshaphat's like, I believe he said in his heart, he said, you probably pay them pretty well. In other words, to say what they're saying.
Yeah.
Right. Ain't you got one more that we can kind of, and Ahab said, yeah, but I hate him. He always prophesies against me. Well, anyway, the story is that you see in the Bible, it talks about how that Micaiah saw, he looked, he said, I saw God sitting in heaven, and he said all these people were saying how all these demons, he said, well, demons don't get around God. Well, yeah, they, lying spirit came up before God. He said, I'll go down there and get in them 400 prophets, and I'll, because prophesied, see, Ahab, see, God didn't change his mind. He had already prophesied that the dogs would lick the chariot that had Ahab's blood in it. So that was a prophecy that had to be fulfilled.
Right.
400 lying preachers were trying to tell him that wasn't going to happen.
Right.
But Micaiah stepped up and says, I saw a lying spirit come before God. So see, that's why you and I, when we go through trials and tribulations, why I'm saying this, we go through trials and tribulations, God has allowed a Philistine to come into your camp, or a Syrian, or this one, or that one, because you got kind of a little bit out of the will of God, or you got a little complacent, or you got a little mad at your neighbor or your brother, and then he'll send a little bitty ite in. That's what he did in the Old Testament. Every time he'd get out of the will of God, the Syrians would show up with an army of 50,000 people, you know, and they'd take over a city, and then In one scripture, one of the kings repents, like Hezekiah or somebody, he repents and says, God, I'm sorry for what I did. Well, then God just went out there to the Syrians and just killed about 10,000 of them, and they went fleeing back to their... You see what I'm saying?
Right.
There's angels working all the time. That was God working. That was the Holy Ghost working in the Old Testament, working in those people. And yes, he'll let something come upon you to try you, to make sure that we are right what we're doing. And let us know when we're wrong in what we're doing. He'll send a little ite in or something. But if you'll turn back to God, his promise is, if you'll turn back to God, he said, I'll take all that away from you.
Okay.
So the same way here. So he said, the four beasts had six wings. All right, and those beasts gave glory and honor. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things. So there was the Creator God. And for thy pleasure they are and were created. All right? So I've always said, you know, God's not an old man. He's a happy young guy. And he's standing out there in eternity way back before anything was made. And he's like, man, I want a Milky Way. And I want a Pluto and Neptune. And I want a Saturn with rings around it. And I don't want this just to be a dull planet. I want to put some rings around it. And that was him, because he said, whatever thing is for your pleasure, they were created.
Yes.
That's why God didn't create sin. He allowed sin to come in to show his glory. And a lot of people try to figure God out that way. Well, why did he allow? Well, he knows we're human. Listen, if we didn't have God, think about where we'd be. Like what Brother Andrew said last night. Think about if you went home and there was no God, and there was just evil, and there was just what's going on in this world is all you had to depend on. Think about that. What shape would we be in?
Yeah.
But to know that there is a Micaiah among them 400 prophets, a true Holy Ghost in a group of people, that it doesn't matter what 400 people say. Could you imagine, though, him standing there? I like to look at scenes. There sits two kings, one of Judah and one of Israel. Ahab, very powerful. Jehoshaphat, very powerful. 400 preachers. Just, I mean, go on up. You can take them and do the horns and you'll knock. And you know how over there, like, oh, this is pretty good. I think we got this thing whipped. And the Lord speaks to Jehoshaphat inside and he says, let's see if we find one more opinion on this thing. And one guy, they had him in jail. They bring him out. They hadn't seen him, and Ahab said, I hate him, said every time he comes into this room, he prophesies against me. Well, Ahab was out of the will of God. That's why he prophesied against him. He had one true prophet. So how are me and you the same way? We're to stand in the end time against 400,000 people that think they're right. And are you bold enough to Micaiah, you know, one of the priests slapped him and said, where'd the spirit go? And Micaiah said, you'll know tomorrow. And Ahab told him, said, you're going to prison and you're not getting out. Give him the bread of affliction. Give him the water of affliction. and I'll see you. In other words, I'll deal with you when I get back. And Micaiah turned and looked at him, and he said, if you come back, I'm a false prophet.
Right.
And he didn't. He died that day, just exactly what Micaiah had said. And that's the way we've got to be. That's what we were talking about last night. We got to be bold when it comes to now to the Word of God, because it's narrowing down. There is just a small bride. There is a lot of people in the message, and there's a lot of people that may be sanctified, but there's only one bride.
Right.
There's one group of people that's got to stand in front of 400 preachers and say, you're all wrong.
Amen.
You're all wrong. You're not getting it right. And they're going to challenge you just like the big prophet that comes up and slaps him in the face and said, where did the Spirit go, you know, when I slapped you?
Right.
And Micaiah pretty much said, well, it wasn't in you. It wasn't in you. If that was the Spirit you think it is, it wasn't in you. Because there Micaiah was anointed to tell the truth. We're anointed in this day to tell the truth.
Yes.
We're not anointed to tell something false.
Right, right.
We've got to be able to tell the truth. All right? So now Revelation 5, it's 1 minute till. Let's read this one scripture. We'll go up front. I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed, seven seals. So we'll get into Revelation 5 next Sunday. Let's go up front. There's going to be some special singing. And somebody may be in your seat, so don't look at them all cross-eyed.